Hello and welcome to the Local Economic Development Podcast.
Hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyer-Starman.
For other programs in this series, please take a look at www.ledcast.net.
In this episode, we are going to have another recording from MISU Partners' recent LED Academy in Africa. The speaker is Afia Dakwa Amanor, and she is a senior LRED advisor in a German Technical Assistance Supported Development Program in Ghana. Afia is going to introduce the tool of the leaking bucket.
This afternoon, I'm going to present to you the leaking bucket. The leaking bucket is a tool that is used to understand a local economy. Now I will need to get someone to support me because of this, but we'll make do with it. You know, in many local economies, the community would like to see an economy with resources that are always full. And we can use this bucket to represent the local economy with resources that are full. And then we have those resources coming in from various sources. We can have the resources coming in from internally generated funds. The resources could be coming from taxes. It could be coming from donor funds. It could be coming from levies that are being collected from the private sector. But all of it is coming into this bucket. And as I said earlier on, the community will always want to see that this bucket is full. But quite often, what we experience is that leakages appear in the economy because you find holes in this bucket. And then you find the resources, some of the resources leaking out. And so in using this tool, what one does is to get the stakeholders to do a brainstorming on what comes into the bucket or the resources that are flowing into the local economy. And then we capture them on cards as well. The next step is to discuss the ways to stop the particular leak. Okay, I want to go through it and then we will pick an example and then see how to work with it. And then the final thing to do is to rank the importance of the in and then the outflows. And so now let's pick that are flowing into the local economy in Pretoria. Rates and taxes, donor funding, any other examples? Private funds, transfers from national government. We could also have investors, the inflow from investors out of this economy. If we are talking about leaking, then we are talking about waste. Yes, we are talking about waste. It's not the application of those resources, but resources. And then again, we could look beyond just finance. It could be human resource. No, I'm talking about the inflows. It could be human resource. It's not just yes, we could add all those things. And so now let's look at what is leaking out. Yeah, that is, if the local labor is available and we do not use it, but we go and use labor from elsewhere, it's a leakage. Okay. the inefficiency of the officials. For instance, you can have public officials using government resources for their private purposes. So I can use a government vehicle to go and pick my children from school. I could use the government the office, and I'm supposed to work for 8 hours and I work 6 hours. It's a leakage. Can we think of any more leakages? Red tape could also create a leakage in terms of probably the cost, increased cost. You know, money that could be used for something else has to, the delay in terms of time. Any more ideas? Nepotism, okay, right. And then brain drain. We have a human resource moving out. To become porters. And so that becomes a leakage in that economy. If they could have contributed and they are not contributing, it could be looked at as a leakage for the local economy. Okay, so this is how it works. You know, we have seen the inflows and then the outflows. And then how can we address the leakage of corruption? Okay. Brain drain, what are some of the ways we could use to stop brain drain?
Incentives,
okay. So you see that we cannot sit in a workshop that will last for less than an hour or two to address all the issues around corruption or issues then we can further plan what steps to take to address those issues. And so, how to use this tool? We could use this to promote partner. Well, let's even pick an example of lack of productivity. To ensure that we get to this. And then the next way one could use it is for local people to start understanding the economy. And I think that one came out very clearly in how we it could also be used with a cross section of LED type. It could be done in an interview setting, and it could also be done to use stakeholders. And then it can also be used to support MSMEs to understand linkages in the local economy. And then finally, we want to look at when to use it. I've mentioned some already, but we could use it for identification of ideas on how to keep or increase resources in an area. We could also use it for entrepreneurship development activities. And then finally, for job creation and income generation activities.